Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the Old Rough Rider. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio episode. Tonight's subject, Trump getting his wires crossed on his wiretap claim. Let's get right with it, shall we? Donald Trump made a ridiculous assertion on March the 4th of this year that he just found out that the former president, Barack Obama, had personally ordered wiretaps placed in Trump's 2016 presidential campaign headquarters in Trump Tower. Ever since that day, the Drumpf has been faulting that piece of garbage for anyone to listen to. He's had his press secretary, Sean Spicy Spicer, reiterating that during the daily press briefings at the White House. The Drumpf, on March 5th, the next day, requested that the Senate and House Intelligence Committees look into the matter. To date, they did get back to the Drumpf, emphatically and categorically stating that no wiretapping has been detected by any of our nation's surveillance agencies. Full stop! Exclamation point. Remember, Trump's whole basis for this ludicrous allegation emanated from a Sean Hannity Fox News segment or a Mark Levine radio talk show broadcast. To add gasoline to the fire, Trump then went on in the coming days to claim that British intelligence was brought in to do the dirty work of spying on him, Trump, by the Obama administration. That was quickly debunked by the British, and at this point, Trump's tentative British trip scheduled for this spring might have just very well been canceled by Prime Minister Theresa May. This Friday's White House appearance with German Chancellor Angela Merkel was the icing on the cake with the cherry on top. While standing side by side with the German Chancellor, Trump fielded a question from a reporter regarding the alleged Obama wiretap and said, "That's what was said by the noted legal expert and Fox News correspondent, Judge Napolitano, a right-wing ideologue." Trump suggested that the reporter take it up with him, personality, because he, Trump, the president of the United States, had no further comment on this matter. Well, let's just say that based on the reactions of GOP Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Grassley of Iowa and the ranking Democratic member Dianne Feinstein of California, immediately following their secret briefing on Trump-Russia ties by FBI Director James Comey, that it's becoming painfully obvious that Trump, in his own inept way, is desperately trying to draw attention away from his Trump-Russia ties that are very real by keeping this ridiculous allegation of Obama wiretapping alive, irrespective of the fact that no U.S. intelligence agency has come forward to support Trump's allegation. What we have here is a full tilt boogie, epic meltdown of a U.S. presidency, the likes that we have never seen before. FBI Director James Comey will be coming to Capitol Hill tomorrow, Monday, March the 20th, to brief Congress on this matter. If I were Trump, I'd be damn scared of all of the intelligence hearings and newspaper reporting that will be going after this unsavory association between Trump and Mother Russia. Everything, and I mean everything, tax returns, underworld Russian business mob folk, Russian oligarchs, Chinese billionaires, criminals, dirty deals, dirty deeds, will eventually come spewing forth into the light of day. I hope Trump has a really good lawyer, and no, I don't mean his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who himself is enmeshed up to his eyeballs in dirty Russian underworld finances. Trump, the gift that keeps on giving. Well, that's it for another Rough Riders Radio episode. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third and hurtling for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.